13 after 9, you're listening to Radio Islam International. Time now for the weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dakrat. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A few moments with Allah's lovers.
Yes, Mawlana, this book, A Few Moments with Allah's Lovers, is a translation of an Urdu book with the title Chand Lamhe Allah Walo Ke Saath. And the author of this book is Mawlana Abdullah Al-Barni Thumma Al-Madani. In other words, Mawlana Abdullah Al-Barni, who is a ustaz or a teacher of hadith at Madinatul Munawwara. The author is the son of the very famous scholar of recent times, and also a personage who had a number of contacts with pious people of his time, Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Ashiq Ilahi. Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Ashiq Ilahi was a quite a prolific writer, and lived and worked in Medina Munawwara for a major part of his life. The author of this book is the student or the son of his illustrious father, Mufti Muhammad Ashiq Ilahi. And what he does in this book is that he recounts his experiences and his, in an autobiographical way, his contacts with some of the people who he got to meet, who he regards as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friends and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pious servants. He starts off with a discussion of the context and his own memories of times with his father, Mufti Ashiq Ilahi Saab, and he highlights some important aspects and salient parts of this spiritual giant's life, and then he goes on to look at his experiences and interactions with his teacher, Maulana Shahban Mahmood Saab, who was a teacher at Darul Uloom Karachi, and he mentions also his travels with him for his Hajj, and how he displayed really great simplicity and adherence to the Sunnah in all of his life. And then because Mawlana was linked to the ulama of Karachi and of Pakistan, the book has a number of experiences and contexts and descriptions of the context with other ulama of Pakistan, the Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Ludhianwi, and also Mufti Rashid Ahmed Ludhianwi, are mentioned. His context was Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Gangoi. And this is important because his father was based in Madinatul Munawwara, and the house that they were at in Madinatul Munawwara, the house of Mufti Muhammad Ashiq Ilahi, was really a meeting point for a great number of ulama, and famous scholars would come, and this young boy then, or the son, would have the blessings and the opportunity to meet with a great number of these scholars and luminaries of their time. So he discusses the contact that he had and the opportunity he had to be in the company of Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Gangoi. And in doing so, the author has reproduced the poem of Mufti Saab, the Shahid-e Qudrat. And the translator has then used the translation of the entire poem of Mufti Bashir Saab of Sanger is reproduced in this book. So the entire poem with the translation and the commentary of Shahid-e Qudrat of Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Saab, which we know is a famous poem that has the words and the refrain "Maine tumhe dekha hai," and that entire poem then can be read here. There's about 40 pages devoted to that poem in this book. Apart from that, there are other people, his own sheikh, who he took bayat to later on, Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab, and parts and aspects of his life are mentioned here. Maulana Shamsul Haq Khan Saab, who was one of the senior scholars and teachers actually of Mufti Muhammad Rafi and Mufti Taqi Uthmani Saab, and his father's relationship with Maulana Shamsul Haq Khan Saab, and also aspects of his life are mentioned in this book. And then finally, Mufti Muhammad Rafi Uthmani Saab and Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani Saab, their aspects of their lives and their simplicity, their respect for knowledge, their adherence to the Sunnah, their sharp and mindedness and the skills and the Islamic knowledge and learning are praised and mentioned here. All the time the author draws on his personal experiences with these people. So in a sense, this book is quite unique because it looks at a number of scholars and also is deals with the author's own experiences and his own impressions of his contacts with these scholars. Finally, he looks at the life of Maulana Muhammad Abdul Qadir Saab, who lived in Madinatul Munawwara and who he enjoyed contact with. The book has a few final, should I say, notes at the end. The one is concerning etiquettes for a student, and another is how a student should conduct himself with his tutor, and finally there is a translation of the poem by the famous poem by Khwaja Azizul Hasan Majzoub rahmatullahi alayh, at the end of the book, who we know was a Khalifa of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayh, and wrote this fantastic poem, Ek Din Marna Hai Akhir Maut Hai. The book then comes with a CD at the end. There's a CD attached to the back cover of the book that has the two poems that are mentioned in this book, Shahid-e Qudrat, the poem Maine Tumhe Dekha Hai, and also the poem Ek Din Marna Hai Akhir Maut Hai. Both those poems are recited in a CD by Ejaz Fazal. We know he has this wonderful voice and he recites both these poems on a CD that comes with the book, Maulana.
Wonderful stuff, Maulana. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the company of the pious and the awliya.
Yes, and we should seek out the pious, the company of the pious, for a great deal of benefits to ourselves. Sitting with these people means that you are sitting with these people for a time that you are not committing any sin yourself. Then when you observe their actions and their mannerism, it draws your attention to your own shortcomings and your own need for spiritual reformation. And finally, I think their love of Allah rubs off on one's and one, you know, becomes more conscious of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yourself and engendering that in your own life, their own practices of dhikr, of staying in the memory of and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can definitely be something that we can aspire towards. And if they can do it, it shows us that these are people of our own times. If they can achieve excellence of character, if they can achieve closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is something that is very, very possible and will certainly worthwhile trying to aspire to, Maulana.
Yes, indeed. أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُنِي صَلَاحًا. Maulana, how much is the book and where can we get it?
Maulana, the book is only 35 rands and it comes with the CD. It's 160 pages long and it is available from Darul Azadwal. From their bookshop there. We know this was a book that was recommended to us by one of the readers. He said, why don't you review this book? And if there are any other books that our readers would like to be reviewed or bring to the attention of the listeners, please inform us and let us know about it. So the book is only 35 rands, only cost you 35 rands, and it's available from the Darul Uloom Library in Azadwal. It's published under the publishing house called Akhtari Publications, and we know that the Darul Uloom there has the Khanka and also the some of the publications published under Akhtari Publications from there.
Wonderful stuff, Maulana. Jazakallah khairan. Much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.